30 employees of Cummins Filtration in Neillsville were let go on Friday. Company spokesman Mark Land says the layoffs are directly related to the contracting economy.
Our demand has been falling in our plants, and we're working very hard to keep our costs in line with the demand for our products. So in order to do that, we felt that we needed to take this action to reduce our headcount in Neillsville.
The cuts reduce the workforce at the Neillsville plant to 240 people. It's unclear if other cuts will be necessary.
We are keeping a very close eye on demand at all the plants. And if demand stabilizes or improves, there won't be the need for any more actions. If there is a significant downward change, we may have to come back and do more in the future. We just don't know at this point.
Cummins manufactures filtration, exhaust, coolant, and fuel additive systems for all engine-powered vehicles. Their clients include Harley-Davidson, International Truck, John Deere, and Freightliner.
We are a supplier of all sorts of engine-related technologies and products, and in this case, it happens to be filters. So as demand for the vehicles drops, obviously demand for the engines drop, and demand for things like filters drops. So it truly is just a trickle-down effect.
Earlier this year, Cummins announced plans to close their facility in Wautoma. This is Paul Knopf reporting on the Wisconsin Radio Network.